This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
So when my kids were in elementary school, they all had a teacher that on the 21st day of September would play this song as the kids would walk in.
I love that.
I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Agreed.
That is my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song. You gotta love it. So today is crazy. So Trump is naming all of the folks who are going to be in his cabinet. We actually thought Andrew Bailey had a shot to be attorney general. He was in the running. And I had made a statement earlier when Scott Faughn was on. I only know of one other Missourian who was Attorney General of the United States, but Sheriff Scott Lewis, who is Mr. Historian, he and Steve Elman always keep me up on history of what's going on in Missouri, right? And Scott let me know that Lincoln's Attorney General was Edward Bates. And Edward Bates, because you remember Team of Rivals, everybody that Lincoln ran against to be president, he put them all in his cabinet. Imagine that today. Wouldn't that be an S show that would go on, huh? That would be kind of crazy. So we've got all kinds of folks out there. If you haven't heard, we didn't win. The Republicans won the White House, the Senate, and they announced today they hit 218. So we have the House as well. You have all three branches, or all three.
Wow.
Trump should be able to get everything done, although he has named three House of Representatives members in his cabinet. So I'm curious as to what that is going to mean in how quickly are those folks going to get replaced to where Speaker Johnson is actually going to have their votes. Because until they get replaced, you're going to be short three votes that you're going to need to be able to get stuff done.
Wow.
So we'll see how all that stuff works out. We are going to talk to Dr. John Porter, who is the president of Lindenwood University, a little bit later on this hour. There was a story about how several St. Louis colleges are on the watch list to financial risk. Some of the presidents have actually pushed back. Missouri Baptist University, Keith Ross said, no, we're good, man. I don't know why do you put us on that list, but Missouri Baptist is good. And Dr. Porter said Lindenwood is good. So we're going to talk to him a little bit and get a little update on the state of education that is going on in St. Louis and around the country. But in the meantime, we are going to have a little Sue's News.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Yay!
Did you know it's National Indian Pudding Day?
I didn't even know there was Indian pudding.
I didn't either. Fred,
no.
That sounds too
not
out of bounds for Fred to eat. But I do find myself, when I go out, you know, I like Indian food. I like, you know, Thai food, but these are not places where I order dessert.
Now, when you say Indian pudding,
yes,
what type of Indian? This is not Native American Indian.
No.
This is traditional.
This is India, the country of India.
The country of India pudding.
Yeah, and it looks, the picture that I saw that went with it was just kind of, it looked creamy, like a white creamy something with some stuff on top of
it. Like tapioca?
Yeah, there were not any bubbles or, you know. I do not like the tapioca texture. I can't do it. Don't offer me bubble tea. Fred, do you eat tapioca?
I can eat it. Sure.
Mike?
Now, I'm not a tapioca guy. Yeah. And I don't know what bubble tea is.
Oh, bubble tea, it has those little bubbles at the bottom. Google it. I don't understand why. John, bubble tea?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
John was thinking that through, wasn't
he?
He's like, I don't know.
Well, I had to think about turning my mic on, but I didn't really have to think about that.
Yeah, he's like, details. I was busy running the show. Don't interrupt me.
I don't know why they have, I call them globules. I don't know what else they would be.
That's never a good word.
It isn't, Fred. No. Anyway, but the people love it, so don't, you know. It's just because I'm anti-globule. All right, on this day in history, 78 years ago, that's in 1946, skiers at Mount Greylock, Massachusetts, were amazed by inventor Vincent Schaefer's new creation. What would it be?
Vincent Schaefer.
78 years ago.
I got
the
it.
Skiers and Massachusetts, what?
A ski lift?
No.
Ooh,
that's a good guess,
yeah.
though.
Thank you.
A toboggan. I have no idea.
Artificial snow.
Artificial snow.
Fake snow is 78 years old today.
Is Hidden Valley still a thing?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
In fact, I looked it up when I saw this story today, and they open at 4 today.
They open at 4 today?
Yeah.
Well, with the weather that you have,
yeah.
There you go. Wake up from your
cool.
nap and
yeah.
go
it
skiing.
Is. Yeah.
It just opened 12 minutes ago. Take
yeah.
us with you.
Well, John Krasinski, besides who was in a close race with everyone here, of course, for this
you.
Year's sexiest man alive.
I didn't win?
No.
Man!
He from The Office and Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, A Quiet Place. He also appeared on The Late Show and taught Stephen how to kind of be sexy. But here's the deal. He actually became, and I think it shocked him as well. John Krasinski lives in Brooklyn with his wife, Emily Blunt, who is adorable, and their two daughters. He says, quote, "I think it's going to make me do more household chores." After this comes out, she's going to be like, "All right, that means you're going to really earn it here at home."
Nice.
I thought that was kind of cute.
You know,
but
the
yeah.
good news is I have a 58-year streak of not being the sexiest man.
Maybe they're still counting the ballots for you.
Yeah, that could be.
I was looking for write-ins, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
No. My wife didn't even write me in, which is disappointing.
Denzel Washington, who I love. I don't know who doesn't love Denzel.
This is true.
He says director Ryan Coogler is writing a part for him in Black Panther 3, but it could be one of his final roles. Quote, "At this point in my career," says Denzel, "I'm only interested in working with the best. I don't know how many more films I'm going to make, probably not that many, but I want to do things that I haven't done. And a third Black Panther hasn't officially been announced, but Marvel boss Kevin Feige has previously mentioned a potential sequel. And you know what? He's a huge draw because I had not seen any of the Black Panthers. I saw a little bit on cable.
I saw the first one.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a second one.
But the fact that Denzel's in one, you think, maybe I want, he's so great.
It's disappointing that he would say, you know, I don't know how many more I'm going to do. I mean, Clint Eastwood is what, 180?
Yes.
And he's still making movies.
He is. He is. And he is 180.
I smile at him saying, I only want to work with the best.
Right.
Well, you know, at this point in your really career, though, you can, right? If somebody isn't up to whatever your standards
are.
Well,
my guess is he doesn't need the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He could just do whatever the heck he wants. He's got all the F monies. Me, you, all of it.
He's Denzel. He can do whatever he wants.
The nominees for the 2025 Songwriters Hall of Fame were announced yesterday.
Ah.
They've got Eminem in there, Janet Jackson, Boy George. How about Boy George?
Boy
I kind of like that.
Yep.
Doobie Brothers, Alanis Morissette, Sheryl Crow, Bryan Adams, George Clinton. And here's one I was happy about, Steve Winwood.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so all
these
the Doobie
are nominees.
Brothers?
Yeah, I don't know. They just said Doobie Brothers.
Okay. I guess they wrote all the songs together.
I guess. And a songwriter with a catalog of notable songs qualifies for induction 20 years after their first significant song release.
Oh.
And unfortunately, voting is not open to the public, which I think is probably good and bad.
So who votes on it?
It's just a committee for the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And whoever gets in will be honored in a ceremony sometime next year. And I didn't read about how many of those people get in, but that was a pretty good list from which to
choose.
That
is a good list. I wonder if you get in, if you get named to the committee and you get to vote.
Maybe. Maybe it's past winners. I didn't go that far in.
I have a nice Boy George story.
Oh, what you got? Were you in the elevator with him? Fred is always
no. And he asked Fred, do you really want to hurt me?
Yes.
No. Close. My wife, Marie, for a while, worked in London as a correspondent.
That's right.
And she covered, I guess it was like the We Are the World or one of those groups where all the stars showed up.
Oh, my God.
And so she covered it as a reporter. And as she was walking in, she said, Boy George was right behind her, was very nice talking to her, and raced ahead of her and opened the door for her.
Well, that
and
how
helped
are you?
Her,
nice.
Helped her into the recording session.
So I've
always thought
for a while.
He's a great guy. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that 20-year wait. Because he would have been about 20 years ago. That's interesting. All right, the Mayo Clinic has posted guidelines for how many push-ups men and women should be able to do at various ages.
I'm curious about this
one. And this is from ages 25 to 65.
Speaking of me underperforming.
Now, of course, they mentioned being healthy is also about diet, cardio, lifestyle choices, blah, blah, blah. But if you can do this many push-ups, they say it's a sign you're at least in good shape.
Okay.
If you're 25 years old, 20 push-ups for women, 28 for men, 35 years old, 19 and 21. So 19 for the women, 21 for the men. 45 years old, 14 for the women, 16 for the men. If you are 55 plus,
I'm in this category.
10 push-ups for women and 12 for men.
All in a row?
Fred.
Wait, without stopping?
Throughout the day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do they count stair push-ups?
No.
The ones where you lean into the stairs and you've seen those?
Now, I could do like the girly kind where you put your little knees down, but I don't know. I'd have to try for like a man one.
I can do 12 push-ups. I'm good.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right. Well, then you're fine. When you're 65 years and older, you've got to do each. They start off with a huge difference, and then by the time we're 65 plus, we each just have to be able to do 10.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. Fred, could you do yours?
I think I'd be really stressed to do it.
But we're not going to make you prove it.
No, we're not going to make you prove
thank
it.
You.
It's just something to think about.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Hey, you know, RFK would hop on the floor right now and show you how he could rock 50 at the moment.
That's right.
Which, by the way, he hasn't been named to the cabinet yet.
Well, he's got a particular job to do, so I don't know if he's going to be... It'll be interesting to see what his title will be.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack.
Oh, Susan. No. That's fine.
Well, Random thought just went through.
With Thanksgiving right around the corner, people online are starting to come out with, here's what happened to me. This is the weirdest thing that has happened to me in the past with guests in my house. And we have a couple highlights. One time, somebody had a friend come over. They were going to spend the night. They had come from out of town. They forgot their toothbrush. So they used a random loose one they found under this person's sink. The homeowner says they had to tell them that is the one they use for cleaning.
Clean the toilet.
The toilet.
I knew that was coming.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would you do that? In what situation do you... Just go to Walgreens. It can't be that far.
Or, you know, so tomorrow I have a dentist appointment, right? Mm-hmm. Every time I go to the dentist, they give me a free toothbrush. Well, we use those electronic toothbrushes,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So, but I keep them. I
yes.
bring them home and I keep them. And I've probably got five or six of them mm-hmm. underneath my sink. And they're still brand new in packaging. If you were visiting, I would say, oh my gosh, I forgot. You don't by chance have.
Right.
I'm not just going to go grab a random toothbrush from underneath the sink.
It could be used for the dog. That's another one. Some people brush the dog teeth.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to get much worse than the toilet.
Somebody had a guest go through their garbage can pulling out perfectly good food.
Oh, my God. That's a George Costanza.
It really is. It's a total George Costanza.
It was above the rim.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Put your shirt on, George.
Somebody was making a pineapple ham glaze, which I can't even... That just sounds... I don't like sweet and meat. Pineapple and ham, I can't. Anyway, they say that their mother-in-law thought it was burned, so she, quote, dumped it in the toilet and flushed it.
The ham or the glaze?
Oh, the glaze?
They poured the glaze down the toilet? Oh, my gosh.
Honey, this is burnt. Whoosh, flush. But...
Thanks, Mom. That was a glaze. It was supposed to be that way.
And somebody had a friend stay over in the middle of the night. They woke up to them rearranging the furniture to, quote, improve the feng shui.
No way. Overstep much?
Oh, my God.
Hi. Did I ask you to do that? No. Hey, I've got a room for you. It's down the street at the hotel.
And here's your toothbrush.
Yeah, no kidding.
And a person said their brother-in-law changed their baby's diaper on the dining room table during Thanksgiving dinner. They said they offered him a private place, but he did not take the hint and said, quote, I don't want to miss the conversation. Oh.
Then get on the floor. Don't put it on the table.
So we could all look forward to the holidays. And finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Starburst, the candy?
Yes.
Were originally called Opal Fruits.
Opal Fruits.
When they debuted in 1959, they weren't renamed Starburst until 1968.
Really?
And that's it for Sue's News.
That's a good one.
I was looking up when you said bubble tea, and I said, I don't know what bubble tea is. It's also known as pearl milk tea,
globules,
bubble milk tea,
yeah.
tapioca milk tea, and boba tea, B-O-B-A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It looks disgusting. So
yes.
I'm going to take a hard pass on that. I'll do green tea or something like that. That's all good. All right, Sue, thank you very much. So we were talking earlier about the fact that there's an article in the Post-Dispatch talking about how several St. Louis colleges are making a watch list for financial risk. Fontbonne is the one that everybody kind of thinks about lately that... did they declare bankruptcy?
They did not make it. I don't know.
They didn't make it, but I wasn't sure about that. And I think they sold their campus, at least part of their campus, to WashU.
Mm-hmm.
So WashU ended up buying that. But it made me think of what is the state of higher education today? Because there's been a lot of conversation about that. Dr. John Porter, who is the president of Lindenwood University, is going to join us next. And we will get you caught up on that. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark Reardon today. He will be back in studio tomorrow. Thank you to listening to our St. Louis's home of conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.